Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, Niccolò Comotti here at Venice 78, and today I'm pleased to be joined by Mohamed Diab. Welcome.
Welcome, Nico. I'm happy that I'm joining you guys.
So, Mohamed, you're here with your film Amira. Let's first dive in into, like, let's give it a little kind of like, I know that we have like a sort of like limited time, but let's try and present the film for our audience. How would you frame it? What is Amira like?
Amira is a personal story about a family, I'm not going to say feud, but a family discovery. First of all, in a nutshell, a Palestinian prisoner who had sentenced to life in prison in Israel. To the Israelis, he's a terrorist. To the Palestinians, he's a hero. The way his family and his neighborhood to honor him, a woman wants to marry him. And they get married, and now they want to have a child. And the way they do it, which is, this is a true fact, by the way. Since 2012, 100 kids were born this way, which is smuggling sperm. So our main character, Amira, is 17-year-old who was born this way. And just like, I heard about that story, I wanted to know the life of Amira. Her mother was a Virgin Mary. She got a child without being touched. And Amira, who loves and adores her father, but the relationship is only in visits. And then after 17 years, they want to have another child, only to have a huge discovery that sends Amira into a self journey of the rediscovering who she is.
That's an amazing synopsis. Very well done.
Thank you.
You should have written it instead of like the Biennale. Wow. No, exactly. I mean, probably the point that I kind of want to highlight here is that how you create very masterfully this sort of allegory through the human body about also the conflict itself. So we have these real walls, invisible walls that seems like going to actually be destroyed, plus the idea of actually being neighbors and enemies every single time, even within the confinement of the body. So, you know, like with Amira, there is actually the kind of the personification of this thing, but then something happens we don't want to reveal too much. How did you combine the idea of, like, you know, like bringing and presenting the environment in parallel with actually your characters?
Nico, I think the next interview I'm going to steal what you just said because it sounded so good. It's better than it's part of it.
€5 for you.
I don't mind. Okay. You summed up a lot of things in a very nice way. Again, I'm an Egyptian, so I was just. This is why I wanted to make that film. This is why I wanted to make Karu 678, my first film about women and sexual harassment, to learn something new about the human experience. In Karu 678, I wanted to understand women more. Here, I wanted to understand Palestinians and even Israelis more. Right now, I'm making a Marvel show, and I'm discovering new characters, superhero with drama. It's a new thing. It develops me as a human being. So I got Palestinians who were like my advisors through the story, and I discovered this life, which I tried my best. There's no political talk at all. There's no political conversation, but I'm happy that you got it. It's a prison inside a prison. It's the biggest prison in the world, and even though you don't see anything, but it is a prison. And even though we're talking about a very personal story that has nothing to do with politics, but politics is in the background without talking about anything. And in a way, I think this is the best way to talk about anything political, by the way. Not talking about it. Just seeing it in the background. Seeing people's lives. Definitely at the end of the movie, things develop more. But I love how once I heard that topic, and me and my wife and my partner, Sarah Gohar, she's the producer in the film, we started playing with the idea. We just thought, this is so personal and so universal. And by the way, the last thing I'm going to say about this is, as an Arab, Palestine is a big thing for us. But in the same time, what I liked about the story is not just it's about Palestine. It's about the origins of hate. Any people in any conflict can see themselves in the film. And the most important thing is the existential question about nature or nurture. Who are we? I question myself. I'm 40 now, and I'm questioning myself every day. My name is Muhammad, so it says right away I'm a Muslim. Who am I? Should I be that because I was born that way, or should I stop and question everything about myself and really choose? The people who really choose who they whether to follow the herd again or choose another path are very few. And this is what I want people to get out of this film. The idea of you should question who you are. And by the way, if you started questioning who you are and understanding that a lot of you is inherited, you're probably going to be less judgmental of others.
Absolutely.
Even the people that you don't like, usually it's like what shapes you is your condition. I'm not saying we don't have a choice. We do. And Amira had a choice. But that's the main question of the film.
Wow. You should do radio, actually. You should take my job here. No, thank you so much, Mohamed.
Thank
really,
you,
that was beautiful. Let's remind the audience, 2 p.m. premiere here in Venice.
Yes.
Best of luck.
Thank you so much, Nico.
Thank you again,
I enjoy that. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.